I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yep.
I need your help.
Okay.
Because I'm getting confused. A movie just opened called Joker, which neither one of us has seen.
Yet.
I think this is strategically a good move on our part. We can talk about the other Jokers as we prepare to see and maybe even report back to our listener our impressions. There are only two or three major ones.
One of the guys that's getting the most buzz for his performance as the Joker is this kid on television, the show Gotham. We'll relegate our conversation to cinematic Jokers only.
Yeah.
Well, Cesar Romero, who was...
TV, I know you gotta say... Cesar Romero.
You know, they did make a theatrical movie.
Yes, they did.
So he counts. Cesar Romero's Joker counts.
So he's way back in the 60s.
Yeah,
he's 1966. A clownish Joker.
Yeah, you know, he was, but he was also, there was something intense about his facial expressions. And for a show that was campy, Cesar Romero's Joker was creepy. His white makeup. He didn't shave his mustache.
Exactly, right over his...
And you could see the mustache under there, and it always, it gave me a glimpse into who the Joker might be without his makeup.
He was more of a prankster than the others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not so much the... psycho murderer that as Joker evolves, right?
Right.
1966.
Mm-hmm.
89 is Jack Nicholson,
right?
Who to me is the most endearing of them all.
Okay. Endearing?
Because it's so surreal. It's a black comedy.
Yeah.
And I get the comedic elements of Nicholson with that. Now you get to Heath Ledger and you're into very serious territory.
You take Nicholson's psychosis one step further. And then you get Heath Ledger's Joker.
And one of the reasons I like this Nicholson is that we get to see him ahead of time as a gangster.
Yeah.
Before he's transformed.
Right.
And then he becomes really nasty and funny.
That's the missing part of that performance. He's not a funny guy before. He doesn't have a comedic sensibility that turns sociopathic.
They didn't develop the character enough for us to see that.
Right.
He considers himself the world's first fully functional homicidal artist.
Yeah,
right. He calls himself.
Line, yeah.
Isn't that a great line?
It's a great line. I think Tim Burton was a young filmmaker at that point.
Yeah.
Suddenly has the greatest actor in the world, gives Nicholson scene after scene after scene. It oftentimes doesn't add up to anything.
No, I think you're absolutely right, because a lot of the success of that film and of Nicholson is coming out of his Jack Nicholson persona, rather than paying attention to the real character. So that's a great point.
You take the camp of that movie, Burton's Batman was like the dark version, right?
Yes.
And then you get Christopher Nolan's really gritty Batman implanted in what appears to be the real world. Heath Ledger's Joker, he's really disturbing.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah, for sure. And again, we have a wounded joke. A recurring bit where he goes to tell you, you know how I got this scar, and it's a different story every time.
Absolutely no empathy. Very dangerous
guy. Do you remember the iconic scene where he murders the guy with the pencil, and he says, I'm going to make the pencil disappear, and he takes the guy's head and jams it down on there? They actually had a pencil there, and the guy had to get the pencil out before it went into his eye.
That comedic side that Jack Nicholson brought is not in Heath Ledger's at all.
Joker, for him, this whole existence is a joke. Any sort of imposition of rules or morality
is
a cruel joke.
Yes.
That's how he approaches the philosophy of that character, not through necessarily humor.
His purpose is to upset the social order.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, imagine if he were to become the president of the United States.
Jared Leto's Joker turns out to be, again, not wounded, not scarred. Interestingly enough, we go back to the unwounded Joker.
Okay.
And this version is a lot more garish, behaviorally demonstrative. He's also romantically involved with Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn.
Someone who was commenting at it said he was candy-colored nihilism.
He wasn't around Batman. It wasn't attached to the Batman.
That's right, yeah. So we have Joaquin Phoenix in Joker.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see it and report back on it. From what I see from the trailer, this guy's a real psycho.
They've taken Taxi Driver and King of Comedy.
Yes.
But Todd Phillips has mashed those two up into a completely comic book origin-free story about how the Joker becomes the Joker.
Yeah. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.